You're listening to the Batuta Advocates Weekly News Wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Welcome back to the Batuta Advocate News Bulletin on what we hope is your first Friday since entering isolation. If you work in essential services, and the definition of that continually changes each day, you would be still on the job. Logistics, medicine, pharmacies, convenience, groceries, and hairdressers. We're here to get you through these weird and uncertain times ahead. As always, we'll be delivering the podcast every week. We've also released a new daily edition of the News Bulletin, and of course, we will continue with our weekly interviews. I'm Clancy Overall, editor of the Batuta Advocate.
And I'm Errol Parker, I'm the editor at large.
And yes, if you think it's a bit clunky this week, it's because we're just getting used to this program called Skype, which we're using via the SkyMaster satellite. Reading the news for us this week, as always, is Wendell Hussey, the cadet. How are you, Wendell?
Very well, thank you, Clancy. Trying to adjust to this working from home business, but I'm well. Been really getting into my Russian ice hockey.
I'll get some tips off you later. Now, what's first in the news this week, Wendell?
First up, rich people don't get coronavirus, confirms 20,000 brainless cunts on Bondi Beach last weekend, Clancy.
Yes, Australia's most attractive, wealthy and cultured citizens are seemingly immune to the potentially fatal effects of COVID-19. Like most inner-city yuppies, the residents of the eastern suburbs think just because they've got a bit of coin, they shouldn't have to compromise on their lifestyle for anything or anyone, even if that is a deadly pandemic.
Our reporters spoke to some of the locals down there who said that everyone was just jealous that they didn't have a natural wonder like Bondi on their doorstep.
Yeah, and there was a comment on that one from Chris Nguyen, a rather dark comment, but something to think about maybe. He said, remember that scene in Chernobyl where radioactive ashes were falling on people on the bridge as they smiled, laughed and played with eerie music in the background, oblivious to the fact that they are all now dead people walking? I'm getting the same vibes here, which I hope isn't the case. But...
Well, as everyone knows, Bondi Beach is actually an open sewer, as most of Sydney's sewerage comes out of pipes a few k's off the coast of Bondi, so I guess they were really bathing and dancing in the pale moonlight while feces was covering their sickly pale bodies.
That whole Bondi debacle caused Scotty from marketing to get called into work on the weekend and give a few addresses. Some of those addresses have raised a few eyebrows, and as a result, the Prime Minister's speechwriter has revealed he doesn't know why he even fucking bothers anymore.
Yes, this bloke's had a really tough time as of lately. He said he can't keep Scotty from marketing from inserting his own little ScoMoisms into each speech, making the directives that his nation is all waiting on at every press conference that he does at 10 p.m. on a weeknight that much more messy, about as clear as mud.
This really is Scotty's toughest marketing campaign to date, boys. I mean, but he'll keep plugging away and he'll keep trying to win the people over with weird anecdotes instead of concrete and clear information by the looks of things.
You ever tried bar, Errol?
I have tried bar. It wasn't my thing. I've also tried other things of that nature. I've also tried tapas.
Mm-hmm.
I've also been to a couple of sushi trains. Not for me.
Very worldly.
Just left with a big gut ache.
Yeah, I know I'm certainly missing the trampoline venue, but what can you do?
Back home in Queensland, how are things looking to you, Wendell?
Well, the next story is Bobcatter loads 12-gauge after hearing faint cough a couple of blocks from his electoral office.
Now, we're talking draconian. I think Bob's taking it to a new level, almost martial law up there in the Kennedy electorate, taking things into his own hand to protect the immunocompromised people of the Gulf Country. Bobcatter was seen firing his shotty in the air and trying to locate the source of a faint cough that was ringing out through the suburbs of Mount Isa.
Yes, if there's one man who's not going to be kissed by the pangolin in North Queensland, it is Bobcatter Sr. He said, little Johnny, he tried to take away our guns, but he didn't get all of them, did he? I will protect the elderly and the immunocompromised people of the Queensland backcountry by any means necessary.
Good on him. Elsewhere around the Great Eight in a Row state now, and Pauline overcome by jealousy, the coronavirus is getting all the credit for closing the borders.
Yes, while the virus originated in China, a place that Pauline is quite vocal in her criticisms of, the true source of the Australian explosion are cruise ships and Americans.
Clancy, is Pauline's first chief of staff way back when... Do you think this new reinvigorated hatred Pauline's shown for Asians means she's really gone full circle in her mission to inject hate and fear into the Australian psyche?
Mate, I was only working for Pauline while she was on the Liberal ballot. Things changed pretty quickly after that. But yes, I do think that is Pauline's method. When all else fails, go back to the Chinaman.
Wrapping up with some sports news now, and the Gold Coast Suns have set a new attendance record despite all these coronavirus restrictions last weekend.
You know, boys, I also heard off the record that the general manager of the Gold Coast Suns sat down to watch Moneyball for the first time the other day. It's that movie with Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill. Have they come up with a system to use cheap, less talented, nearly retired baseball players to almost win a premiership? Mm. Yeah, well, I heard the Suns GM, and he got a few ideas. Shame he won't be able to see that dream come true next year, but, you know, as they always say in sport, there's always next year.
There certainly is. Errol, as the number one ticket holder for the mighty Gold Coast Suns, where do you think they've all gone wrong?
I think they haven't really read the room, and I don't think they've really left too much out on the paddock in terms of that. But, you know, when it comes to giving 110% to the Gold Coast community, I don't think there is a team that does it better than the Suns. But in saying that, I don't think that the Suns have enough petrol left in the tank to see out potentially what could be one or two seasons out of the game. So I don't know, I guess maybe the Suns should have just been a little bit better at AFL.
They might be the Tasmanian Suns in 2022. Is that what you're saying?
God can only hope.
If they can't get Carmichael Hunt back. All right, some interesting points there. And Jared Evans from Batuta Ponds dropped a comment on that story. One of our only Victorian football fans here in the Channel Country. And he said, at least the Melbourne Demons can call, well, that was a wasted season, nice and early, and not have to carry on all the way through. Anyway, that's all for the news wrap for this week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll hopefully be back again in 7 days' time.
Please stay safe. Please wash your hands. Please stay inside. Until next time, I'm Clancy Overall.
My name's Wendell Hussey.
My name is Errol Parker, and I guess I'll see you all in the springtime.